Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Hidden Minds Podcast with your host, Freya and Awe. Sad, unfortunately, today Awe couldn't be here because she's in Tokyo. So I will be accompanied by another person who is our very first guest in this podcast. Please welcome Mr. Kresna Resdianza. Woo!
Hello everyone. Thanks for having me here. Should I introduce myself? I should, right?
Yeah,
Yeah.
you should.
As you said before, my name is Kresna. I'm Freya's friend from high school. I currently go to university third year in Tokyo, Waseda University. I'm studying economics.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah, so Crescent and I go way back. We go to the same high school together in Indonesia, and now we are studying in Japan. For college, we're on our third year now.
True.
And we're actually catching up a few days ago, and we stumbled upon a very interesting conversation, which was what we're going to be talking about today. And
What
I think
was
it's going
it?
to be a little bit complicated or controversial. What do you think?
I mean, not necessarily like controversial, but definitely complicated because there's like a lot of like layers, I think, to
Yeah,
it.
and I think since you're an economics major, you can help bring a little bit more math perspective in today's.
We'll see.
Yeah, so today we'll be talking about a very special concept that I'm sure maybe some of you are going through as well. And yeah, it basically revolves around money and the idea that pursuing money can sometimes come at the expense of your happiness. Don't.
Yeah, especially like what you're like willing to give up or like what you're willing to sacrifice for the pursuit of money. It's like we were talking about it and it was pretty interesting and we decided to,
Right.
yeah, we want to share it with you guys.
So we're gonna take you on a little journey of how we realized that money may not be everything, or may not be the only thing you should consider when looking for a job, right? So, yeah,
But
I think we
maybe,
should start with a little background.
yeah, true. Go first.
Okay, so yeah, both of us, we live in Japan, and it's sort of like a culture here for most students to have a part-time job, which is why I am currently working as an English part-time teacher. And what about you?
I'm working as a, I don't know how to explain this. It's like a
Oh,
weird concept. So I work in this baby gym as like this, like it's called a player, which has weird implications, but I swear to you, it's like a, you're a
yeah.
fitness trainer slash
For
English
baby.
teacher slash
Gymnast,
gymnastic, like gymnastic spotter slash like
yeah,
dance and singer for the babies, essentially.
right, okay, yeah, so he's all that
It's a
in
lot.
one
It's a lot.
gym, and yeah, so what made you pursue this job, or what made you apply for it?
Well, yeah, you said earlier about the culture and stuff, but like it was in my second year of uni already, and like a bunch of my friends. Well, first of all, I wanted to like help out my parents, like more importantly, like I wanted to go out, like all this time if I went out or if I bought stuff, it's out of my parents' pocket, right? And yeah, and like I realized they're already like paying for my tuition and stuff. At least like if I want to go out and like enjoy myself, I should like spend it out of my own money. So like yeah, that was like one of the two reasons why I went to get a job, but like I'm sure you share like the same like motivation in terms of like wanting to help our parents, right? Like me too, I would be like lying if I didn't say like I was jealous of everyone else who had a job because they were like me, my part-time job, so cool, you know? It's like bruh. So like that was like definitely a major motivation because like not only did they have a job, they could like go out and they could eat and they
Yeah,
and like they didn't have the
true.
same like budget restrictions because they had this job, and it was like such an out there idea for me, because like before this, yeah, I was only living in my parents, like I was lucky enough to only be able to be living in my parents with my parents' allowance.
And I think there's also like this societal pressure for us. Okay, for those of you who don't know, we're 20 years old, so I guess we've already been counted as adults. And there's like the societal pressure nowadays that us teenagers, we have to, as we grow up, we have to be financially dependent from our parents, right? We have to start making our own money and budgeting and just try to make money to survive, I guess,
More so
to put
today, I
it.
think, because yes, everyone's like getting super competitive, especially these days.
Right. Yo, you can see those TikTokers out there having their own apartment and everything, so we're just as pressured, you know, even though we don't live this celebrity lifestyle, we still have to pay rent and all that. So I guess, yeah, getting a part-time job just fits into that societal pressure, and that's how it came to be initially, right?
Yeah, and at first it was like amazing, 'cause like getting that first paycheck was like God's blessing. It was like holy shit, like,
Oh,
'cause the concept
no,
was
for real.
so, yeah, right? 'Cause like you work your ass off and then you finally get your paycheck, and like goddamn, like every time you go out, it's like it's so tempting to get something, or it's so tempting to just like buy something just because you can, you know?
Bro, true. Every time, by the end of the month, I would continuously check my bank account just to see if that end of the month payment is already here.
Yeah, like the financial security is like definitely an added plus. And like for instance, me and my friends went out and we were looking for clothes, and normally like if I see something I really like, I was like, this goes over my budget for today, or like for the week, or like even for the month, and like I would like hold myself back. But like I find myself in more like situation where like, you know what, I worked my ass off, like I worked these hours for this paycheck, and like I can buy it, like I have this like sense of like security that I can buy it, and so I got it, right? But then like I don't know, but being like materialistic like that ends up not always too good, right? I started to like want more things. I started to want more food, like better food. I start and like once you buy something, it's just like you got it and you always want another thing. You know? And hence, because you want more things, you want more money, right?
Well, I think the idea is more of that we work for like 5 hours every day, or even more sometimes. We have to deal with kids punching our stomachs every day or like yelling at us, and we have to deal with a lot
With
of
a smile
things
on
that
our
we've never even
faces.
had to deal with. We have to deal with so much responsibility, and we have to wake up so early and get home late every day. And just having this hard-paid earning job by the end of the month, we just want to treat ourselves, you know, because we think we deserve it. And the more money that we make, we end up being so satisfied, and so it's so addictive to get your own money for the first time, right? And then I guess that ends up have like that ends up stimulating our greed for some reason, and we end up having to strive for more. And when we want to get entertainment, or we want to treat ourselves into like really, really good food or anything like that, our standards start to get more bougie, right? It started to get more expensive. Like we always have more spending than what we used to have, because now that we have this extra money that we
Yeah.
earned, right?
Yeah, going back to my earlier point, it like puts you in like this like sort of fucking loophole. We're like, yeah, I got these clothes, and then like, you know what? I want new AirPods or something, right? And then like, I got it, and then like,
Yeah, because
it went to a
you can get
point,
it.
yeah, it went to a point where like I should be saving my money. My parents have been telling me to save my fucking money, but like, I want a new laptop, you know? And like, I got it, and I thought like that was when I was wanting to buy it. I was like, okay, after this, I'm done. I'm not buying any more shit. But then like after I got it, it's like, it's never like I don't feel
Enough.
fulfilled. Yeah, it's never enough. And like being that greedy, like
Money was so powerful sometimes. Like it just makes you feel unstoppable. You can get anything you want And at that expense, like you would give up a lot of things just to get more money.
Yeah, and that's like a dangerous mindset because like once like your priority becomes getting money to like pursue your materialistic like wants, you're willing to give up like things, other things that you should also be prioritizing. Like for instance, like you give up your sleep, your rest time, you give up, that's like very important to like your well-being. You give up like for primary reason why you're here in Japan was is for your school to study for your future, right? And like you give up a social life, which again goes back like to your happiness. Like you, like for me especially, like I was so busy with work. Like what's dangerous is you're willing to give up all this like other stuff for making money, you know? What do you think?
I think so too. I feel like right now, the idea that we always need to continuously hustle is already ingrained in our brains, right? Like in today's society, like you always need to keep working hard to get further in life. And I think there's nothing wrong with that, but there's always everything comes everything needs to be balanced, right? Everything needs to have moderately enough of everything. You can't have too much of something. So if you continuously work and just strive to get more money rather than having enough time for your social life or your schoolwork even, that becomes very, very toxic.
Yeah, like especially since like over time it became like a thing that what do you call it? The benefits like were outweighed by the costs so much, and like it ended up leading to a point where he wanted to quit.
What economic theory was that? What economic theory was that? Chris,
And
come on.
don't get me started. No,
What is
but
it? Come on. Quiz time, quiz.
no, bro, I'm failing. Okay, I'm failing. Anyways, the fucking thing is, it ended up to a point where like we both wanted to quit our jobs. Like, what specific, like, at what point, like, did you like realize that you wanted to quit, and like what steps after, like, did you want to do, you know? At what point did you realize that it was toxic, you know?
Okay. So I think, yeah, the one we said before, I think the point where the money becomes the main driving factor for your job is what is when we realize that it shouldn't be the main motivator of why you wake up every day, right? Because essentially, these part-time work are just preparing yourselves for what's to come in the future. And if the main thing that you do to get up every morning or what you do is for money, that is very, very toxic to me and very, very unhealthy.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Like, aside from like losing like time, it's like mostly because of this time. Because, like, I was feeling really like down when I was like so caught up in working. Like, I didn't have time to do my hobbies, for example. I didn't have time to like focus on my music or whatever. Like, I simply didn't have like any more energy. And like, usually when I'm like feeling like stressed or like anything, like that's the thing that gets me back up, right? I didn't even have time to play games, you know? And like, there must be a better way to like get money but still like prioritize my other like important like activities. So I decided to quit my job.
Another thing that I realized was that sometimes I would wake up and feel so much anxiety because I didn't want to get through the day. I didn't want to faze my kids, which is something really bad because I feel like teaching should be a really, really fun experience, right? I love my kids. I love teaching. I love playing games with them and allow them like see their progress to learn English, right? It should be a fun job, but because it's taking so much of my time that I have to balance with schoolwork and all of my other priorities, I feel that it is taking a lot of that burden on me, and the work doesn't seem enjoyable anymore, and I just feel that it's not challenging me in any aspect because I'm too burdened by the idea that I have so many things, other things that I should be doing, that I should be focusing on. They're slightly more important or is a more priority for me than this job. And that's also one of the reasons why I wanted to quit
Same.
and move on to another job, right?
Yeah.
So I guess like if you think of it that way, do you really regret your decision?
Of course, like there are regrets, but I feel like the benefits like are so much better because like this job is really secure. Like if I kept working here, like I would make like a constant paycheck, and it's like I would be set. But the thing is, like I realize again, it's not worth like all the things that I have to give up. And yeah, it's like we can take a lot of things from this. Like I definitely learned many lessons like from this experience that perhaps like could help even the audience who's like in similar who would be in similar situations as us, right?
Maybe for those of you who are going to university and trying to look for a part-time work, or those who are currently unsatisfied with their job, these tips or these life lessons could help you get through your challenges. So, what's the first thing?
Well, there's a couple, but like probably I would like to start with like when you're looking for a job, you need to be patient. Like don't be like so overly like enticed by the idea of making a paycheck, 'cause there are so many other factors that you need to consider other than the money. How, for instance, how this experience, how like the soft skills, for instance, that you can learn from this experience can help you in the future. 'Cause my parents, like the first time I got a job, they said like, okay, that's really good, but make sure like that this job opens up opportunities for you instead of like shutting yourself in and like deviating from your future plans. And like it certainly like was reflected throughout like my entire experience with this whole thing. 'Cause looking back, like I make sure to learn like skills such as like talking with customers or like working professionally under pressure or et cetera, et cetera. And like those are the things that you can take with you in the future. And I didn't even realize that I learned that at the start. And that's why like the mindset of coming in for just money, money, money is really dangerous, 'cause you may even like leave the job without like realizing that you've already gained these skills, and hence like
Yeah, for me, I think that coming into the job, I didn't really know what I wanted to achieve from it. So, yeah, the similar to you, I started applying because I was so intrigued in how much it paid per hour, but I didn't realize or I didn't plan out what I wanted to achieve for myself or the long-term goal of going into this job, right? So when I go to work every day, I feel like sometimes I have no purpose. I only go there just to do the work, fulfill the hours, and then get paid by the end of the month. But every day, this is just a food for thought maybe for you guys, but you should get up and go to work. And although it's dreading sometimes and that you're lazy or that you don't feel like it, that's completely okay. But try to set some simple goals that you want to accomplish in your work today. So, for example, like since I'm an English teacher, I could target myself to learn how to control these kids when they're not listening to me. So sometimes I would plan out certain classroom what is it called? Like etiquettes, yeah,
Oh.
etiquettes. Or classroom managements that I looked up, and I wanted to implement those and see how I can control the classroom this time and
Yeah.
see if that progresses over time, right? So these are the small things that I wanted to learn today. But it could even be simply as, you know, just set goals for yourself, simple goals that
Yeah.
you can do to
And
make the work challenging or worth it.
yeah, the second point that I would like to like highlight. Like it's why like the approach of going into work, like make sure please 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 like use the things that you get wisely. It's not necessarily money, or it's also the experience, but like for instance for money, like as much as like these materialistic like satisfactions like buying a new phone or like buying some clothes, it's like really tempting, but like those things from our experience at least, we can't speak for everyone, don't last. It's much better for you to spend it for something that you definitely need, like to pay for your rent or like to pay for your bills, or like you should use it to build something for your future, right?
Yeah, that's a good second point. I think that investing your money is, it makes working really hard worth it because you end up working for something that is beyond yourself, that is beyond just materialistic items, like Kresna said, right? So you can look forward to getting that paycheck and investing it in something that could benefit you long term, like investing in whatever stocks, or okay, that may be like too far, but like maybe investing in going to master's for your master's degree or
Yeah,
something like that.
or like
So
even learning a skill. Like that's really.
yeah, like investing in whatever hobby, like you're interested in singing, so you could invest in a really good mic or something like that. So it makes working really hard or working this job that you might not completely love worth it, because you know that this hard work is an investment for your future, either directly or indirectly. And I think another good point that we want to tell you guys or share to you guys, point number three, will be not to be too complacent with how much you earn. So don't quantify your salary as
I agree.
the main goal, or like the main thing that you take out of your job, right? Because it's really depressing to think that you allow money to buy every problem that you have in life. Because, for example, I normally would take my bike going to and from the station to get to work. But because I have started to earn more money, I end up feeling that, you know, it's lazy for me to take the bike. So sometimes I would just take the bus. And I didn't realize that all this time I took the bike not only just to save money, but also to get my daily exercise in, you know? In addition to what I wanted to talk about in this point, a really good rule of thumb when you want to budget or allocate your money is to never increase your spending as much as you are earning. So even though you're making more money than you were before, this should not equate to spending a lot more, right? Because then you'll be addicted to making more money just to keep up with this new lifestyle, this more glamorous lifestyle, and it ends up making you less humble or less grounded because you don't appreciate the things you have and you always want more things.
Yeah, just essentially don't let it affect you to that much of an extent. Like, of course, essentially money is not an easy way out, you know? And yeah, aside from that, I would also like to point out, my friend actually brought this up. Have you ever been obsessed with the process of finding a job itself, but not with getting the job? And that out of the blue is might seem weird, but basically it's like this. You're obsessed with the idea of finding a job, right? You see everyone else is having a job, and you want to also have a job, and you do your fucking best to get this job. You work your ass off to get a job, essentially, right? And there's a couple of things that could go wrong with this. First of all, you end up settling for something that you don't really want, and you're gonna regret later on. Second of all, once you get the job, you feel accomplished already. It's like the process of finding a job itself is the challenge, and getting the job is the reward. But that defeats the entire point of getting a job, right? That just makes you I don't know, sort of demotivated to do your work, or to get what you wanted out of the job, like the experience, the money, and etc., right? So I found myself in this situation when I was finding a job, because I felt like after I got the job, I landed the job, I was like, damn, good job, me. And it's like that led to a really bad mindset of not appreciating what you have already, you know? I didn't notice how this job has helped me. I didn't My first job was as a hotel, what do you call it? House cleaning? Yeah.
Yeah, hotel
And it
cleaning.
was like at that point I was ready to accept anything, and I didn't even consider how tiring it would be or whatever. I was like, I got that job, I was like, whatever. And then I quit within a week. Like, that is not a good thing. It's not a good thing for them because they just wasted their time. It's not a good thing for you because you get accustomed of this lack of commitment or something. It's not a good thing. Like, you feel?
Okay. I think essentially it's just the idea that sometimes we want to be honest with you, it's not easy to find a job here. There's a lot of competition that goes on, the whole industry, right? So like we have a lot of competitors and such. So in the sense that sometimes we are so engrossed in the process in itself and the challenges and the interviews that you get turned down and all of that, that sometimes we end up settling for a job that we might not necessarily like because we just want to have the job. And once we've gotten it, we realize that it's not the one that we want. So you don't exert enough effort or enough energy into it, and you end up quitting the next week. So we just want you to know that take the process as it is. You know, let it just happen, and know what are the qualifications and what you're going into before applying. So it makes the job a little bit more worth it if you actually get it.
Yeah, I agree with all that, and like, I hope people who's like about to exp like probably high school graduates who's about to experience like this entire thing for the first time, like I hope they can learn from like our experiences and like they could take away some
Yeah,
lessons.
this has been super deep because money is a very sensitive topic for a lot of people, and we're not saying that we're ungrateful for the money that we earned or anything like that, and we are very appreciative of the fact that we have ways or mediums to earn this money. So therefore, we just want you guys to know that although money allows you to have a very nice and comfortable life, the pursuit of such money may not always be worth it if it comes at the expense of your happiness and your time.
Definitely.
So, yeah, I guess that's it for us. Thank you so much for listening. Tune into the next podcast. Thank you, Kresna, for joining
Yes,
us.
thanks for having me here.
Have a great day. Thank you, guys. See you in the
Bye.